world sees us as the land of plenty, but we have a dirty, not so little secret. 41 million of us are hungry. Now add to that statistic $162 billion worth of food that we produce here isn't eaten. It's lost or it's wasted. That's one-third of all the food that is produced here in the United States. Well, this is where Elizabeth Royt comes in. She's an award-winning science and environment writer, author of, among other things, Garbage Lands, On the Secret Trail of Trash. And since we're kicking off the season of excess, I'm talking to her about her recent article in National Geographic, The High Cost of Food Waste. Elizabeth, good to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
So, Elizabeth, could you begin where you began with the article in the Salinas Valley in California and the lettuce harvest?
Sure. I was in the Salinas Valley, which is the salad bowl of the nation, visiting grower packers. And after I had spent a couple of hours in the farm fields, I went on my own to the local transfer station and watched as all these trucks rolled in, dumping off giant loads of boxes and bags of lettuce, baby greens, spinaches. And I started talking to people there, and I learned that between April and November, this Solid Waste Authority landfills between 4 and 8 million pounds of these vegetables fresh from the fields. And they're in this pile because the boxes or bags had been improperly filled or labeled or sealed or cut.
So you mean all of that is going into the landfill and nobody's going to get a chance to eat it?
Not if it gets to this transfer station, no. These packer growers do donate an awful lot of food that they won't be able to sell to local food banks, but food banks can't always take all of this food. They've got restrictions on how much room they have. They don't all have refrigerated space.
Right.
So there's a lot of complicated logistical issues in moving edible food to people who are hungry and need it.
Now, if this, though, this kind of waste is coming out of errors in packaging, why can't the packagers correct those errors? Because they're wasting money.
I think that if they realize the error is happening on a grand enough scale, they would. But it's occasional. It's the beginning of the line that comes off a little crooked or the end of the line when they're switching roles, things
right.
like that. It is just, it takes too much time to stop the line and make an adjustment or open a bag and repack it. It
mm-hmm.
makes no economic sense to do
right.
this sort of small handwork when you look at the scale of the operation.
You know, I'm thinking of things a little closer to home, too, the supermarket. Now, we've been hearing a lot about how supermarkets have to pull perfectly edible food because of labels like sell by, best by, use by. I'm totally confused by these labels. What do they mean?
It is a very confusing situation. It's sort of a patchwork. It's not regulated on a federal level. The labels that say sell by were designed to help grocery managers rotate their stock. And the use by and best by more or less mean the same thing. They're indicators of peak freshness, but have nothing to do with the quality of the food and eating it the day after or a week after. The food may be perfectly healthy, but it does cause a lot of consumers to do these vast unnecessary purges from their refrigerators and their cabinets.
And, of course, the supermarkets have to do that same thing. And unless there is the food bank set up or, you know, some way that this goes to a secondary market or to people in need, it's wasted, right?
Right. So food banks do get a lot of this close to expired food or even expired food. They understand that the food is still healthful and nutritious. So supermarkets move about 4 billion pounds of food out of from supermarkets and processors. So that is a great thing, but there is still a tremendous amount of food that just goes out into the dumpster behind the supermarket.
You had a figure in the article that the average American wastes 20 pounds of food a month. That's pretty stunning.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you ask anyone, do you waste food? They're going to say, no, I think I'm pretty good. But the garbage can doesn't lie. I learned this when I was reporting my book about garbage, when I quantified what was in there. But yeah, in a typical family of four, an American family of four, wastes 1,160 pounds of food a year, which is like throwing away $1,400.
And I think some of it is probably the kind of thing we don't think about, the doggy bag we took back from the restaurant, and it ends up in the back of the fridge, and you throw it away.
Right. Things get hidden in there. They get lost. We have a lot of great intentions. You know, we're told to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables, and this stuff is really seductive. There's a sort of biophilia. We want to buy it. We feel good about it. But then our plans change, and we go out to eat, and it gets lost in the back of the refrigerator. And another part of the problem is that we really pay no penalty or very little penalty for putting the stuff into the trash can. We don't realize what kind of environmental impact it will have downstream from us.
Now, this is where you get into the invisible sides of food waste. What are they?
Well, the most important thing is that there are a lot of hungry people out there, and we're producing a lot of food that isn't moving to these people. So that's paramount. But I'm also very concerned about the environmental impact of growing this food. It takes an enormous amount of resources. Some people have done research and found out that just to grow the food in the U.S. alone uses 70 times the amount of oil that was lost in the Deepwater Horizon blowout. And we use vast quantities of fresh water to grow this food. Agriculture is the largest user of fresh water in the country, in the world, actually. And we use chemical fertilizers and pesticides and then all this labor to grow food that, you know, 130 billion pounds of food that no one is even going to eat.
Oh, my. Elizabeth, thanks so much for talking with us. And it seems really appropriate to say Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Lynn, and Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Elizabeth Reut's article, The High Cost of Food Waste, was written for National Geographic.